Toffle Towers, The Great River Race. Toffle Towers, Book 2. Written by Tim Harris and read by Rupert Degas. Room 49. Chegwin Toffle clutched a key and took a deep breath. He had to stay focused. Now was not the time to drift off in thought, something he did all too often. He stepped towards the door of room 49 and paused. There was something moving around inside. He was sure of it. But who? For weeks, the 10-year-old hotel manager had heard noises coming from inside room 49. He had seen the lights flick on and off, and once he even saw the curtains draw closed. The housekeepers, too, had a strange encounter with the room, smelling chicken soup when they tried to look inside. But nobody had been able to locate the key until now.
Hello? Is anybody there?
The morning sun cast Chegwin's shadow against the door, and for a moment the sound stopped. Perhaps his voice had startled whoever was inside. Chegwin wondered if he could coax the mystery person out.
Would you like some, free eggplant?
Silence.
How about a newspaper from 1983? We have plenty of those lying around.
Whoever was behind the door was not giving themselves away.
I know, said Chegwin. If you come out and show yourself, I'll give you a tub of raspberry yogurt. Delicious.
Still nothing. Chegwin sighed.
Fine then. I'll have to let myself in.
The young hotel manager leaned forward and inserted the key in the lock. Suddenly, there was a sharp scraping noise somewhere inside the room. Perhaps a chair being dragged across the floor. This flicked a switch in Chegwin's mind. And just like that, his brainwaves took a detour, leaping from mystery-solving mode to wondering about the life of furniture. Most of the dining chairs at Toffle Towers were made from walnut, he reflected. Their round wooden legs looked just like pirate peg legs. Although pirates had swashbuckling tales to tell about their wooden limbs, and chairs did not. Even if chairs could talk, their stories wouldn't be very interesting. I met a human bottom today.
Oh, is that so?
Yep. It sat on me for about 45 minutes during lunch.
Oh, I see.
It wriggled around once or twice, but it mostly just squished me until the meal was over. Righto.
Chegwin's eyes had well and truly glazed over, and he forgot all about the key in the door. He was too busy wondering what else chairs might talk about.
I met another human bottom today.
Oh, is that so?
Yep. It sat on me for 3 whole hours.
Wow. Marathon lunch break.
Nope. The person was doing a jigsaw.
Mind blown.
There was a loud thud behind the door that was followed by panicked breathing. But Chegwin didn't hear it because his imagination had now utterly consumed him. He was wondering what it would be like if someone went through life dressed as a toothbrush. Probably quite bizarre and awkward at the same time, especially in lifts or at the beach or on a first date.